This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch Bharat Poll Portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Poll Portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that today is going to be a landmark day as the Bharat Poll Portal developed by the CBI will be launched. He said it will give a new edge to Indian investigation agencies by enhancing their global reach to fulfill the Modi government's vision to build a secure Bharat for all. Mr. Shah will also present police medals to 35 CBI officers who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Earth Sciences and MoS-PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh has lauded the inauguration of a new chapter in Indian Railways at the inauguration of the Jammu Railway Division as a historic milestone. Speaking at the event at Jammu yesterday, Dr. Singh reflected on the long journey leading to this achievement, recalling that the railway station had witnessed its first train arrival in 1972, over 5 decades ago. Dr. Singh credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership for transforming this vision into reality. He further said it was under his guidance that this dream, once considered impossible, has now been fulfilled. The pre-budget consultations chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The consultations were held over a month-long period and started on 6th December last year. In the course of the in-person consultations, more than 100 invitees across 9 stakeholder groups participated in the meetings. The Finance Minister expressed gratitude to the participants for sharing valuable suggestions. From 10th January, citizens can share their valuable suggestions and ideas for the Union Budget 2025-26 on the MyGov platform. Citizens have been encouraged to actively participate in this annual initiative aimed at making the budget-making process more inclusive with a spirit of Jan Bhagidari. In Tamil Nadu, 2 cases of human metapneumovirus have been identified. 1 person has been identified in Chennai and another one in Salem. In a press release, the government said this is not a new virus and was already identified in 2001. Those who have been tested positive for the virus have been stable and they are being monitored. Quoting the alert given by the Union Health Ministry, the state government said that prevention is similar to any other respiratory infection, such as covering the mouth and nose while coughing and sneezing, wearing mask, washing hands frequently and reporting to health facility was important during this period. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa last evening, the Canadian leader said he took the decision as despite best efforts, Parliament paralyzed for months. The U.S. Congress has formally certified Republican President-elect Donald Trump's November election victory over Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris. The certification of the election results in the 50 states and the District of Columbia was accomplished in a formal ceremony during a joint session of the House of Representatives and Senate in Washington. It was presided over by Ms. Harris, acting in her vice presidential role as President of the Senate. The final certification backed up preliminary findings that Mr. Trump won 312 electoral college votes to Ms. Harris's 226. In Hockey India League, Surma Hockey Club clinched a 3-1 victory over Delhi SG Pipers in penalty shootout after a 2-2 draw on full-time at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. After a quiet first half, Delhi SG Pipers netted 2 goals in the third quarter. However, birthday boy Harmanpreet Singh equalized the game for Surmas with 2 goals. Harmanpreet also won Player of the Match award for his electrifying performance. Today, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will lock horns with table toppers Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers at Rourkela. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. In table tennis, the WTT Star Contender 2025 began in Doha, Qatar yesterday. In men's singles qualifying round 1, Indian paddler Anirban Ghosh defeated Iran's Navid Shams 3-2. Snehit Survajula defeated compatriot Pius Jain 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.